I would like to conclude this series of homilies on Mary and the theology of the body with a homily I heard as an eighth grader at St. Teresa School in Little Rock. It was 1983, and our pastor was the late Father Thomas Keller. Most of the time at school mass, I was counting the number of lights in the church ceiling. There are 78, by the way. But this homily was on St. Maximilian Kolbe, the Franciscan saint who died in the Auschwitz concentration camp. I can still vividly see Father Keller walking slowly back and forth in the sanctuary as he recounted St. Maximilian's heroic sacrifice at the hands of the Nazis. The ruthless commandant of the camp had demanded that 10 men be executed because one prisoner had escaped. One of the 10 selected was Franciszek Gadzianiczek. When he learned that he was one of the 10, Gadzianiczek cried out, "My wife, my children." Upon hearing the man's cry for his family, Maximilian Kolbe immediately stepped forward and volunteered to take the man's place. Surprisingly, the commandant acquiesced. Maximilian Kolbe died on August 14, 1941, the day before the Feast of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary. I don't know why that homily made such a memorable impression on me 43 years ago, but the story still sends chills down my spine. I learned years later that St. Maximilian Kolbe had fostered a deep devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary. In 1917, he formed the Militia Immaculate, the Army of the Immaculate One, to pray for the conversion of sinners and enemies of the Catholic Church. Maximilian Kolbe's army did not wage war with guns and grenades, but with meditation and mortification. So in a sense, Maximilian Kolbe was perfectly at peace in the Auschwitz concentration camp, which provided ample opportunity for meditation and mortification. Saint Maximilian's inspiration during his imprisonment was Mary, whom John Paul II described in his encyclical on human suffering, Salvifici Doloris, saying, "Together with Mary, Mother of Christ, who stood beneath the cross, we pause beside all the crosses of contemporary man." But Maximilian Kolbe did more than pause by the cross. He relieved Franciszek Gadzianiczek of his cross and carried it himself. That is, Mary had helped St. Maximilian understand not only the value of meditation and mortification, but also the value of marriage. Protecting a man's marriage, in Maximilian's eyes, therefore, was worth sacrificing his own life. Now, do you think Maximilian Kolbe made a wise calculation in sacrificing himself, a priest, for a husband and a father? We might conclude the opposite. Save the priest and sacrifice the husband and father. After all, priests are rare and do supernatural work in church, whereas husbands and fathers are a dime a dozen and perform only natural work at home. But if St. John Paul II's theology of the body has taught us anything, it has highlighted the inestimable value of marriage and a family life. How so? Because he insisted again and again that marriage and family stand at the very center of creation because they reflect the inner life of the Holy Trinity. Indeed, we might say marriage is the garden, and the celibate priests and nuns and monks are the gardeners who ensure that the garden bears immortal fruit and innumerable flowers, namely devoted spouses and joyful children. Because Maximilian Kolbe had such a clear perception of these priorities, it made perfect sense to him that a priest should lay down his life for a husband and a father. He accomplished in one act the raison d'etre of his entire priestly vocation. That reminds me of the humorous exchange between John Henry Newman and his bishop, William Ullathorne. The bishop condescendingly asked, "Who are the laity?" To which Newman shrewdly answered, "The church would look foolish without them." In other words, the lay people are not here to serve the clergy, but rather the clergy are here to die for spouses and children. Maybe that role reversal is what made that homily so memorable back in eighth grade. A priest offering his life to save a married man. No matter how many times I ran the numbers, I could never arrive at St. Maximilian Kolbe's answer. It was not until I studied John Paul's Theology of the Body many years later, though, that St. Maximilian's sacrifice started to make sense. John Paul emphasized the centrality of marriage in Christian life, writing, "So many human beings and so many Christians search in marriage for the fulfillment of their vocation. So many want to find in it the way of salvation and holiness." By laying down his life in Auschwitz, St. Maximilian Kolbe said, in effect, to Franciszek Gajdalniczek, "You are now free to find in your marriage the way of salvation and holiness." Gajdalniczek attended the canonization ceremony of St. Maximilian Kolbe on October 2nd, 1982, as a special guest of Pope St. John Paul II, who embraced him and kissed him. I suspect the Pope Saint would have sacrificed the same for a man with wife and children. Praised be Jesus Christ.